One we have is Greater Lewis Foundation. They're requesting $5,000 for their annual Milton St. Patrick's Day Parade. The parade funds local organizations such as the Milton Fire Department, the Milton Chamber of Commerce, and Gladys Wilkins seeding the Future Scholarship Fund. There have been no past grants for this event, and this was placed on the agenda by Mr. Burton.
Burton.
You know, I think this is a worthwhile community event. And I think we should fund it, but I think $5,000, it's $5,000, right, Gina?
That's correct.
I think that's a big ask. So my recommendation would be $1,500 for the Greater Lewis Foundation Irish Eyes for their parade. And it's very well attended. It brings the community together. It's something I'd like to support at the tune of $1,500.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500 to the Greater Lewis Foundation and the Irish Eyes Foundation for parade expenses. Question on, from Mr. Burton's Council Bank account.
Right.
Question on the motion. Thank you, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed ordinances.
Yes, there are two, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for site contracting, excavating services, storage, repair and maintenance, light material and storage, and general office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 13.76 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Wilson's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily as a retirement community to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 43.748 acres more or less.
I'll introduce
Mr.
it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Mr. Cole?
I want to ask Janelle something, a question. I had an inquiry about a community wanting to put gates at the entrance of their community. Who do they go? What agency do they start with? Do they come to your office first? Because it is a, you know, it's a subdivision.
So they would want to start with the planning office.
Okay.
And
do what? Just come in? Or?
They would make a request. Typically, they can give us a call. We've dealt with several of these in the past.
Okay.
We would like information on if the majority of the property owners in that development would like that, so
okay.
If they have information to provide that. We also suggest they reach out to the Office of State Fire Marshal and the local fire department to make sure that they understand the requirements if they're going to put a gate, that they have that. And then mm-hmm. we would take that request and that information to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they can consider that.
Okay. So the first stop will be your office or the counter or check in there, and they'll tell them what they need to do.
Correct.
Okay. I will maybe give you this guy, this email, and you can...
We will process
and
it.
And just to clarify, I don't know what subdivision Mr. Cole is referring to, but it has to be only for roads that are privately owned by the subdivision, not DelDOT
correct.
Roads. Just to clarify.
If they've been dedicated for public use and DelDOT does anything with them, they will
just,
not be
just to clarify so the right. community that's listening doesn't understands that. DelDOT roads are not permissible to do this.
Correct. They'd have to deal with DelDOT, and I don't think they would allow that.
They would not. It's a public road. So
any more thank you.
No, that was it. That was
Councilmember comments.
Make sure
council member comments. I guess okay. We're two things I would say just to say again. I think we're all very proud of Mr. Medlar's. His award is Engineer of the Year for the state, and certainly our paramedic team that went to Carolina and came back first place in the country speaks well for the service we provide and the people we have employed to do that. So. Motion to adjourn.
Sussex County brought home the gold.
So moved, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion K. We're now adjourned. Thank you.